Summer camp season is upon us, and so is a comedy called Theater Camp. The mockumentary was created by a couple of former campers who have made it in showbiz, Broadway's Tony winner Ben Platt and Molly Gordon of TV's The Bear. Our critic, Bob Mondello, says he started laughing from the setup.
The documentary filmmakers have just turned on their cameras to record the opening day when camp founder Joan keels over from a strobe light effect, the first Bye Bye Birdie-related injury in the history of Passaic County, we're told, which means the fate of Camp Adirondack Acts lies with Joan's son, Troy, to whom she has somehow not passed on the theater gene.
What up, Adirondack? Listen up.
Dozens of first-day campers don't hear him at all. Happily, camp counselor Amos is close enough to grab the mic.
Oh, what a beautiful
morning.
That is how you quiet little kids who speak fluent Wicked and Sweeney Todd. Though the founder's in a coma, the show must go on, and by show, I mean the original camp musical the counselors write for the kids each year. This year's is about their founder in a coma.
Welcome to the first rehearsal of Joan Still.
Which they haven't started writing yet.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually, this is our most complicated piece we've ever tried to do. Most ambitious. Now, we only have 3 weeks to create a masterpiece. It's on you now. It's up to you. So that's on your shoulders, as well as Joan's well-being and her legacy. All on you.
A sea of adolescent faces seeks reassurance.
But you so deserve it on every level. You guys are so talented, so unbelievable. This will break you. This will fully destroy you.
Congratulations on being the most talented kids at camp.
Tough love for 10 to 14-year-olds who are described at one point as every kid who was ever picked last in gym. They're all fabulous overachievers on stage, as judged by the camp faculty.
I do believe her as a fringe prostitute.
Amos.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sex worker.
Thank you.
Other staffers include a cook who spikes the kids' baked beans with bourbon, an old-school dance instructor.
Jiggle like a jackal. Jiggle like a
total novice.
These are the things we can do with masks.
These people are really weird.
And a hypersensitive costume designer.
Sad news, I will not be doing piercings anymore in the hut. Because there's a narc amongst us. Cassie has narked.
Cassie is 11.
Totally fine.
All of this while Troy, played as a doofus business bro by Jimmy Tatro, avoids bill collectors and stumbles through meetings with Noah Galvin's tech guy.
I'm just going to take understanding a word you're saying off my list and let you take it from here, brother.
Okay.
Quick question, though. What's a straight play?
There are musicals and then there are straight plays.
So then what would be a gay play?
I guess a musical.
Oh, cool.
Theater Camp kinda has my name on it. It's designed for folks who'll grin at dorms named Rodgers and Hammerstein and Candor and Ebb rather than Gryffindor and Slytherin, who'll chuckle at celebrating Meryl Day as in Meryl Streep, and at this pep talk for 11-year-olds.
You need to know that only 3% of people make it. The rest end up in a mental facility or on a go-go box in Hell's Kitchen.
What's clear in performance is that these folks live this stuff.
We're theater people. We know how to turn cardboard into gold.
The kids are already great little comedians. The adults are invested because, well, when there's footage of the camp counselors played by Ben Platt and Molly Gordon performing Fiddler on the Roof as children, it's really them as children. They've been friends forever and performed together forever. And while the events spiraling out of control in theater camp are crazy and over the top, for them, this mockumentary clearly has more than a little truth in it.
I think this is fun and games.
It's not fun. It's art.
For the rest of us, it has more than a little laughter. I'm Bob Pandella.